feel uncomfortable with.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall committee substitute presented by 105 Finance Amendment Senate pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 15 yeas to 2 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 105, Finance Amended, has passed the Senate. Mayor Lehman.
Mr. President, move that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the effective date clauses.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, so ordered. Next item on today's calendar.
Senate Bill number 151 by the Senate Finance Committee, an act relating to public employment labor relations, relating to the protection of the rights of public employees under the Public Employment Relations Act, establishing ethical standards for union representatives of public employees, and establishing disclosure requirements for public employee labor organizations. The Senate Affairs Committee considered the bill signed to pass under Green Chair Senator Miller Ward. Senator Duncan signed do not pass. Finance recommends the Finance Committee substitute sign no recommendation. Senator Sharp, Chair, Senators Phillips, Parnell, and Torgerson, Senator Adams signed do not pass, Senator Donnelly signed do not pass, Senator Pierce signed do pass, Rules recommends calendar, signed calendar and do pass, Senator Kelly, placement on the calendar, Senators Lehman and Torgerson, Senator Duncan signed do not pass as a Finance Committee substitute.
Senator Lehman, would you move that Senate Bill 151 be held in second reading for Monday's calendar?
Well, ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 151 be held in second reading until Monday's calendar.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Next item on today's calendar.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 9 by Senator Green by request declaring June 1 through 7, 97 to be Alaska Garden Week. The Affairs Committee considered the bill, signed to pass, Senator Green, Senators Mackey and Ward. Rules recommend calendar, signed to calendar and do pass, Senator Kelly. Signed for placement in the calendar, Senators Duncan, Lehman, and Torkus, and I have no amendments.
Is there debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the body, should Senate Concurrent Resolution number 9 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 17 yeas to 0 nays, Senate Concurrent Resolution number 9 has passed the Senate. Next item on today's calendar.
Senate Joint Resolution number 3 by Senators Donnelly, Halford, Pearson, Phillips. Proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska limiting the rights of prisoners to those required in the Constitution of the United States. Before the Senate on reconsideration.
Is there a debate? Senator Kelly.
Move and ask unanimous consent to be shown as a sponsor of this resolution.
Senator Kelly has moved to be shown as a sponsor of this resolution. Along with myself. Along with Senator Lehman. Senator Sharp. Senator Pierce.
She's on.
Senator Green. Any other member? Is there a debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body, shall committee substitute for Senate Front Resolution number 3 Judiciary pass the Senate on reconsideration? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 14 yeas to 3 nays, committee substitute for Senate Front Resolution number 3 Judiciary has passed the Senate on reconsideration. Next item on today's calendar.
Citations honoring Robert Stallnaker, honoring Nancy Kostchek, honoring Russian Jack Community Patrol, honoring Michael O'Callaghan and family, honoring Deborah Paul, honoring Corporal John T. Bradley, honoring Jeanette Shackles, honoring Matthew Robus, in memoriam Randall K. Young, in memoriam Reverend Peter Andrew Sr., in memoriam Fred Andrew, in memoriam Lena Iskick, in memoriam Ernest Pauley.
Senator Lehman?
I move to ask unanimous consent that the citations occurring on today's calendar be approved.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so approved. Next item on today's calendar.
sponsor, substitute for House Bill 58 rules, amended Senate, an act relating to civil actions.
Senator Ling, motion to recess for a caucus, brief five-minute caucus in the Petro Beach room.
So moved, Mr. President.
Yes. Objection. Hearing none, we're recessed. Call the chair. We're still under the daily calendar. We're on House Bill 58. We're under debate. Senator Lehman.
And Mr. President, move and ask unanimous consent that we return to second reading for purposes of a specific amendment. That is amendment number 17.
Without objection, so ordered. Senator Lehman.
I move amendment number 17.
There is objection. Senator Lehman.
If the objection is for explanation,
it is.
Then the members have it on the desk and we'll. I'm getting feedback on this microphone. On the, if members would look on page 5 of the bill, in the areas of non-economic damages, the first, the changes deal with non-economic damages where the upper limits are revised slightly, and then the downward, and then on page 7, dealing with punitive damages, it revises the section where conduct was motivated by financial gain, and it puts in the where it kicks into the higher limits of 4 times the aggregate amount of financial gain, or the or $7 million, and that is now would now be part of the bill. And then on page 8, in the section regarding unlawful employment practice, there's a revision for what I would call the small employers. Those under 100 employees would be subject to a limit of $200,000 instead of the current, or what the bill has now without the amendment, of $50,000 for fewer than 15, and $100,000 for 15 to 100. And then the other major change is on page 15 of the bill, and that has to do with the part of the the calculation of the contingent fee under punitive damages, and it would change it from what was in the bill that it would be calculated after the payment due to the state of punitive damages, of the share due to the state, and the change is now to before. And then the final change, and this actually was an amendment that was before the body yesterday, and I explained it, but it's on page 23, line 29, section 43 of the bill would, excuse me, page section 44 of the bill dealing with Rule 95 would come out of the bill. And those are the changes. And Mr. President, in this process, even though there's a strong, broad public support for many of the changes in the bill, this is a iterative process where lots of different people and different issues come into play, and in the interest of getting a bill that goes as far as the public's willing to go, I offer this amendment to get there, and I commend also the sponsor of the bill, Representative Porter, for his hard work, especially in the last week and the last day, to get some type of consensus so this can become law. I commend the members to this and suggest that you vote yes.
Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I just wanted to be sure we had a full explanation of the amendment on the floor. Mr. President, what I would like to suggest to the body for your consideration, and I can make a motion to do that if you'd like, I would like to suggest a division of the amendment. It is divisible, and I would like, prefer to see us divide it on page 1 after line 13, make that amendment 17A, and the rest of it amendment 17B. And the reason being, of course, one deals with non-economic damages and one deals with punitive damages and other issues after that. And I would request your consideration of the division of the amendment along those lines.
Where would you divide the question, Senator?
I would divide it between line 13 and 14. I would make lines 1 through 13, which, as I understand, unless I'm mistaken here, deal with non-economic damages. Amendment 17A, and then the rest would be Amendment 17B.
I understand you correctly, then. Everything that deals with page 5 of the bill would be Amendment 17A, part of the amendment that deals with page 7, page 8, page 15, and page 23 would be 17B.
That's correct.
The chair rules that the question is divisible. The question before the body, if the body wants to divide the question, is there objection to the division of the question?
Objection.
There is objection. Senator Duncan. Several sanities. Okay. Hearing no objection, the question has been divided. So the first part we have before us is Amendment 17A. Is there further debate on 17A? Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate the body allowing this amendment to be divided because it is two entirely different topics, and I think two very important topics that need to be discussed by themselves. The first part of the amendment, then, Amendment 17A, deals with the cap on non-economic damages. And let me say, just overall, I've got major, major concerns about any cap on non-economic damages. I don't think that they're warranted. There clearly hasn't been, at least as far as I know, any cases in this state where Alaskan juries have just given money away. There's no history, unreasonable history, of jury verdicts. There's no need for this type of a cap. No need at all that I can see. And I believe the change, this amendment, to the original bill, or the bill we had before us, had a cap in the first case of $500,000. That's now being lowered to $400,000. And it had a cap of $10,000 per year multiplied by life expectancy. That's been lowered to $8,000. And then if it's very serious, the cap has been lowered from $1.5 million to $1 million. I don't see any need for doing that. I think that's going to work against many citizens in this state who may be injured, who may end up injured with severe permanent physical impairment or severe disfigurement. That very arbitrary cap, I don't think it's reasonable, and I don't think we should adopt that cap. As I said, there's been no proof shown to me that there's been unreasonable jury verdicts. Secondly, of course, what happens with that type of a firm cap, inflation is going to erode those dollars, those numbers. Even if it appeared reasonable at the outset, it's going to erode those numbers over the years and may not be that reasonable if it's a young person who's had a life expectancy of 40 or 50 or 60 years more. So I think one of the improvements was to get rid of the list that was there before. I think that's an improvement, but that improvement doesn't offset the fact that the caps have been lowered substantially in this proposed amendment. I would urge members to vote against Amendment 17A.
Further debate? Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall Amendment 17A be adopted by the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. By a vote of 13 yeas to 4 nays, Amendment 17, Part A, has been adopted. Have now before us. Senator Lehman, would you move 17, Part B?
Move the adoption of Amendment number 17, Part B.
Is there objection? Hearing no objection, there is objection.
Okay.
I thought you might. Senator Duncan.
Well, Mr. President, yeah, actually should have been objected to, maybe. I am going to support this part of the amendment, however. This is an improvement over what was in the bill originally, because it does take out some language which I think has been referred to on this floor as one free death or one free bite in case there's a problem. So that takes that out. I think the wording is much better in this case as far as punitive damages go. And, of course, what it does in addition to that is it does raise the total award that can be given, raises a cap. So I will support Amendment 17B. On the whole, it doesn't make the bill any better, however.
Senator Lincoln. Senate will stand at ease. Senate will come to order. Senator Lincoln.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would ask that Amendment 17, Part B, be divided at page 2, line 4, that, and I think it is divisible. So Part B would be from page 1, line 14, through page 2, line 4,
And I would ask that, or move that line, page 2, line 5 through 18B, part C.
The question is divisible one more time there. So it would be page 7, line 18 through 27 would be amendment 17B, and page 8, line 1, and everything beyond that would be 17C. It is divisible, but again, put it before the body if they so wish to divide the question. Is there objection to the division of the question? Hearing no objection. The question has been divided again from 17B and 17C. Do you maintain your objection to 17 Part B? Hearing no objection, Amendment 17 Part B has been adopted. Senator Lehman, you want to move 17C?
I move the adoption of Amendment 17 Part C.
There is objection. Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, the reason that I asked that it be divided again was on page 8, line, line 1, we go from employers that have less than, what we had in there before was 15 employees, and now we're saying 100 employees. And I'm just concerned now that with the increase of the smaller businesses, it seems to me are going to fall into this bracket now of if you have 100 employees and less, that then you would have to meet that threshold of the $200,000. And it seems that before, when the threshold was at a lower level for the small mom-and-pop operators out there, that made more sense. But now we're going with 100 employees, $200,000, and it leaves out then, to me, the small mom-and-pop operators.
Is there further debate? Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I knew if we worked through enough amendments, I'd find one where I concurred with the senator from Rampart. I share her concern, and I agree. And I don't support that particular part of this amendment. But I am advised that the sponsor of the legislation does support it as part of this package to bring closure. And with that, I'd like to just have a brief at ease. I just want to make sure I understand. 17C is the rest of the
page.
Amendment, and it has not been divided. And so to really deal with this, we would need to further subdivide that instead of being the total.
No. Oh, no. Senator, is there further debate on 17, Part C? Senator Duncan.
Well, Mr. President, I'm pleased that this has come up as a separate topic of discussion also. And clearly what we have here is an amendment that does cover three or four topics, and appreciate the fact it's been divided. This section on page 8, line 1, should cause great concern for any one in this body who's concerned about the impact on small business people in this state. And we know that in the state of Alaska, we have many, many small businesses. And the impact of this change is a negative impact on small business people. The way the bill presently reads is that the limit is the amount of punitive damages awarded by the court of jury may not exceed, for a small employer, if you have 15 or less employees, $50,000. This amendment will change it to $200,000. I think small employers in this state should be very concerned if we adopt this amendment. I surely think that's going to be very onerous for them. Or if you're a small employer who has less than 100 and more than 15 under the bill that's on our desk, it's $100,000, but under this amendment, it's $200,000. We're increasing for a small employer, and we know that we have many of those in this state who have 15 or less employees. We're increasing the amount of punitive damage award by four times. And Mr. President, I don't think there's any way that good public policy can be set by because there's some agreement. We should vote on what's right on this floor, and it's not right to do this to small employers. So I really believe this portion of the amendment should be defeated.
Senator Hopper.
Is it not correct that under existing law, these same small employers are subject to unlimited punitive damage awards?
Senator Kelly.
Brief at ease.
Senate will stand at ease. Back to order. Is there further debate on Amendment 17, Part C? Senator Lincoln.
Well, Mr. President, to answer the question about under existing law, don't we have that now? I think that that's why we have a tort reform bill in front of us, is that we're changing things so that we're improving what supposedly what's on the existing books. And one of the things that needed improvement was for the many, many, many small companies that we've got across the state. And this is one of the areas that up until obviously this afternoon, we were thinking that we had to put something in there for those that had 15 and less employees, and that there was a cap on there of $50,000. So now I guess we're saying that the books, that what we've got on the books is okay, so we don't even need this piece of legislation.
Senator Kelly.
Mr. President, I just spoke with the representative of the National Federation of Independent Business. They understand that this portion of the agreement is absolutely necessary to enact the tort reform bill this year, and they feel that on balance that the little problem that's caused by this particular amendment will ensure a greater good, which is the passage of tort reform bill this year. So it will not be considered a adverse vote from the position of the National Federation of Independent Business.
Senator Duncan.
Well, it may not be considered an adverse vote from the representative of the National Federation of Independent Businessmen, but I haven't talked to all the small business people in my community, nor I doubt if you have in your community. And I think for a small business person who has 15 or less employees, $200,000 is almost like unlimited. Right now you're saying there's unlimited. There's no cap at all. This is going to cap at $200,000. For somebody who's a small employer like that, probably unlimited and $200,000 means the same to them. $200,000 is going to drive them to bankruptcy. We should be sticking with the Lord. This is to have true tort reform, sticking with $50,000. I can't believe this kind of a deal was cut that's going to have that kind of a negative impact on the small employers in this state.
Further debate. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I find curious the arguments that are being advanced today, because these are the very ones I advanced yesterday that the speakers were arguing against. That's why we need this bill, is because we need to help the small businesses of Alaska. And I'll just say that the reason this particular section is in here is that this governor we have now wants to increase the cost of small business, and I fought against it as well as the sponsor from the House. And yet this is what essentially is a blackmail clause in here to put the package together, and that's what it is. And I think all of us here know that. We might as well just state it.
Senator Duncan.
Point of order, Mr. President. I'm sorry that the term blackmail clause was used on this floor. I don't think it should have been used. I think that was inappropriate. I don't know who he was referring to. If he was referring to the insurance industry blackmailing, then I would withdraw my point of order. But to infer that there was blackmail going on by the third floor, I think is completely inappropriate. Mr. President, I will say, off my point of order, though under debate, I do think what was inappropriate and what the public should be very concerned about on this piece of legislation is the fact that a deal has been cut here behind closed doors, not in a committee process, not with open public debate, but for some reason, even the acting majority leader, who stood and said this is one he agrees with the senator from Rampart on, has said, I agree with her on that, she's right on that, but I can't do it because of the deal that's been cut behind closed doors. That's a poor way to make public policy in this state.
Further debate. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, I didn't say that. I didn't say I couldn't do it. I just stood up and said I wanted to understand if this amendment was part of the entire package, the rest of this package and the other elements. And I have that understanding now. And I didn't say that. And I still agree with what I said earlier, that I don't believe that this should be an added burden on small business.
Further debate. Seeing no further debate, the question before the body, shall Amendment 17, Part C, pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Mm-hmm. Secretary will lock the roll. Do members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 9 yeas to 8 nays, Amendment 17, Part C, has passed the Senate. We're under third reading. Is there debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body. Shall Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 58 Rules, amended Senate, pass the Senate on reconsideration. Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. So by a vote of 14 yeas to 3 nays, Senate Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for House Bill 58 Rules, amended Senate, has passed the Senate on reconsideration. Senator Lehman, the court rules.
I move that the vote on final passage be considered the vote on the court rules, court rule changes.
There is objection. Two-thirds. Debate? Seeing no debate, the question before the body, shall the court rule changes be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the vote. By a vote of 14 yeas to 3 nays, the court rule changes have been adopted. That's the last item on today's calendar. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business? Senator Pierce.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to withdraw Senate Bill 128, Alaska Aerospace Development Corporation Board bill from the body.
Your objection. Hearing no objection, you're allowed to withdraw Senate Bill 128. Further unfinished business. Senator Welkin.
Move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call of Senate Monday morning early plain time.
Your objection? Hearing none, so ordered. At this time, I'd also like Senator Lincoln.
I would move and ask unanimous consent to be excused from the call on April 28th and 29th for state business.
Your objection? Hearing none, so ordered. At this time, I'd like to add a Finance Committee referral to Senate Bill 152, Certified Nurses' Aides. It has picked up a fiscal note in one of the committees, so at this time I'm adding a Finance Committee referral. Further unfinished business. Announcements. Senator Sharp.
Mr. President, at 6 o'clock Monday, we'll have our second committee hearing for finance for that day, and we will be hearing HB 51, the Clean Water Common Sense Bill.
Senator Lincoln.
Mr. President, I give notice of reconsideration for SB 105.
Notice reconsideration been given on Senate Bill 105. Senate will stand at ease. Senator Lehman.
Mr. President, the members have on their desks, I think it's probably this brown envelopes, and if you could at this time find them in the pile of your things, and I'll just note that last week the minority leader made an announcement about the Sergeant Arms' birthday, and he was in error. So that was probably not the first time he made a mistake that day. But at any rate, he did. And I know he meant well. Meant well, I mean. but if we can pull this out and stand, and let's all sing together and sing happy birthday to Sergeant Arms Will, okay? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Will. Happy birthday to you.
Further announcements. Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I would like to know why he was telling everyone that last Saturday was his birthday.
Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Lehman. Doug German.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate stand in recess until...
Adjourn.
Excuse me, the Senate adjourn until, I think it's 11 a.m. on Monday, April 21st.
That is correct. Is there objection? Hearing none, we are adjourned until 11 o'clock Monday morning.